Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. This is part 5 of the 2016 AVN Award Nomination Podcast Series, brought to you by, currently, RogReviews.com. Check out the site, news, reviews, interviews with your favorite adult stars, find out what's up over there. While you're there, click on any of the banners, those are our current sponsors. This podcast itself is available for sponsorship. Email Rog at RogReviews.com for details. There, that's out of the way. This continuing series does have 4 previous parts. You can click down below if you're accessing this on my site, or look it up, RogReviews.com. Under podcast, you will find the previous 4, where we outline a little bit about what we're doing. Basically, we're talking about the AVN Awards 2016, coming up in about a month. I am one of the voters on the panel, and for about the last 5 years we've been doing this little podcast where we run down the nominees, discuss a little bit, talk about the process and all that good stuff. We'll get into a little bit of the process with a couple of the categories. I had a nice long discussion with a longtime industry friend of mine where, you know, we really did sort of break down the numbers and realize in a weighted system how, you know, dropping someone really low on a ballot can really affect their chances of winning, why it's really important to go deep on all these things. You can find the previous categories if you'd like. You can follow along if you go over to avnawards.avn.com/nominees, or just go to AVN Awards and click on the nominees feature. Now, before we get to the main one, I do want to talk about something. There is fan voting as well. Now, I've invited people to send in clips or pictures, fan signs, whatever, vote for me signs, promoting themselves. Absolutely, we can put up a gallery and take a look at what you've got while people are listening. I know they would like that. But obviously, when it comes to the regular voting, I'm voting as I'm voting. Will not be bribed by pretty pictures. However, they do have a fan voting. Now, hey, that's all about self-promotion. So, especially if you're nominated for one of the fan categories, I'm inviting all of you. Send over pictures. Send over Vote For Me pictures, you know, G-rated, PG-rated, whatever you want to send over. You know, we love you, Raj, whatever. We hate you, Raj, but vote for me anyway. Whatever it is, send them over. We will absolutely promote those. If you take a look at those categories, we'll discuss them on another podcast, hopefully with some eye candy. Hello. Looks like there's like 15 categories. Favorite female performer, favorite male, hottest newcomer, most epic ass, favorite trans performer, hottest MILF, most spectacular boobs, social media star, biggest web celebrity, favorite cam girl, favorite cam guy, favorite trans cam performer, favorite camming couple, and most amazing sex toy. So if you're nominated in any of those categories, you should send over some eye candy. Who's in the favorite female performer? Just taking a look. Abigail Mack, Adriana Chechik, Adria Fox, AJ Applegate, Anik Albright. There's lots of performers in this. Alexis Texas, Ali Hayes, Asa Akira. Wow, there are a lot of performers on this list. Lots to choose from. Wow. Valentina Nappi, Zoe Monroe, Vicky Chase, who's awesome. Sarah Love, Skin Diamond, Riley Steele, Riley Reed. Wow, lots and lots of performers. So if you're on that list, do drop us a line. I gotta look one more. Most epic ass. Aaliyah Love, Abella Danger, tough to argue there. AJ Applegate, impossible to argue that. Alexis Texas, Anik Albright is there. Bella Bells has got quite the ass. Let's see, who else? Dillian Harper has a really nice ass. Very nice choice. Jada Stevens, of course. Her absolute claim to fame. Jodie Taylor. Underrated backside, I think. Kelsey Monroe. Fantastic. Like to see Kelly Monroe on this list. Very, very happy. Lee Alexis. Another tremendous backside. Yeah, there's some nice people here. Miley May. Good job, guys. There's some good ones here. All right. Well, basically, if you're nominated, it's time to start sending in stuff because we will be talking about you. Before we go on, feedback is absolutely important for this. I'm just rattling off. Sometimes it sounds to me like I'm just rattling off nominees and sort of babbling. If you like what you're hearing, send me an email. If you don't like what you're hearing, send me an email. You know, you can be nice about it, or you don't have to be. You can say it totally sucks. I am talking a lot faster, in part because of feedback from Will Ryder, who did a frightening impersonation of my podcast voice, so I'm working on that. But if I'm not covering something, or I say something you disagree with, or I say something you agree with, you know, shoot me a line. RogerRogerViews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can also use the feedback button on the bottom of this page. It does sometimes time out. Usually if you go back and refresh the page, though, you will find that your comment did come through. My incredible webmaster is working on that. It appears that we may have broken WordPress with the amount of stuff I've written in the last 20 years. That's my basic credential, 20 years in the business, about 30 years as a fan. Was invited to vote, and I take this seriously. That's why I do podcasts. Anyway, over on the nomination page, go down about, I don't know, a tenth of the way down. We're starting with Best Director. Probably all we're going to cover today is Best Director in a lot of categories. First one is Best Director Feature. Greg Lansky for Carter Crew's Obsession, Kimberly Kane, Family Secrets, Michael Ninn, How I Became a Sexual Slave, Jack Adema, Lock and Load from Digital Playground, Scott Allen, Love, Lust, and Longing, Will Ryder, Love, Sex, and TV News, Paul Deeb, Marriage 2.0, Kay Brandt, Safe Landings, Mike Quasar, Shades of Scarlet 2, Brad Armstrong, Star Maker, James Dean, Stockholm Syndrome, Jackie St. James, Submission of Emma Marks, Boundaries, Bree Mills and Stills by Allen for The Turning, Stormy Daniels for Wanted, and David Stanley for Wild Inside. I don't think this was a really strong year for features. I don't think there were three or four or five, like in some years, just absolute killer features, but there were some good ones. And recognizing the director of those is important. I really liked Wanted, Stormy's Western, so I like that very much. And I haven't seen all of these. I'm in the process of watching several hundred movies in the next several weeks, but I've seen enough now to kind of gravitate you towards some. Still have not watched Stockholm Syndrome from James Dean. Did like Star Maker very much from Brad Armstrong. I think it was a really solid effort by him. Marriage 2.0 was pretty good as well. I like Love, Sex, and TV News a lot. Will Ryder's non-parody, funny, nice movie. But honestly, Carter Crew's Obsession is one of my favorite features of the year. It's primarily a sex movie with enough of a story to make it a feature. It is absolutely beautifully shot. And I think it could have been up in several categories. It's like a couple movies. Essentially, they can only be in one category. I think that's to keep one movie from, you know, winning six or seven awards. But that one's a really impressive effort, I think. Okay, Best Director Foreign Feature. By the way, as of today, my Christmas shopping is done 5 days before the holiday. Thank you very much. I rewarded myself with a wonderful bacon-wrapped hot dog and the Burger King Pumpkin Spice Oreo Milkshake. Like pumpkin-flavored milkshakes and like Oreo milkshakes, not sure we needed to combine the two, but yeah, that was my Sunday treat. And I'm doing this instead of watching football, so I'm very dedicated to my craft, as it were. So there you go. Did put out a notice before I did this for any feedback, so we'll be checking that periodically. Foreign feature, Bonnie vs. Rocco Siffredi, Cheating with Friends, Pure Play, Bobby Peru. Yeah, I'm not going to read all of these. I still haven't seen a lot of these. I'm still waiting. I got the box for all the Dorcel stuff, because Mark Dorcel has Claire, Castle Scandalous, also The Debauchery, Men and Martin, First Orgy for My Wife. All those came in. Monarch from Digital Playground, The Doctor from Brazzers. Heard lots of good things about those. I did see Bonnie vs. Rocco, and did see Cheating with Family and Friends from Private. So we'll get into more of those later. But I wonder, this is a tough category, because so many of these just don't get the same exposure as the other ones. Which I guess makes it perfect for having its own category, because it wouldn't be able to compete. Then there's Best Director in a Foreign Non-Feature. On this list, Rebecca Lord, Strange Love for Harmony. These are the directors. Who else do we see here? Lensman, Manuel's Fucking POV 2 from Jules Jordan. Nacho Vidal, Nacho's Teen Addiction. I saw that. That was a pretty nice effort. Rocco's Italian Boot Camp, Rocco Siffredi, so he gets nominated in both categories. Trophy Wives from Harmony, directed by Kendo. That was a pretty good movie. I like that. Stepmom Lessons, directed by David Lee and Paul Hamilton. That had some very interesting scenes in it. Secretary with Glasses, Mark Dorcel. That is another one of the prettiest films I've seen all year. It had the secretary fantasy thing down, the short skirts, the heels, the hose. Beautiful women, including Anissa Kate, who I really, really like. I reviewed that title back in January, so it was an early release. I actually thought it was a 2014 release. I'm very glad to see it here. Anissa Kate is just fantastic in that movie. It's beautifully shot and really, really fun. I mean, thin plot, but I guess it's called non-feature, so I guess, I don't know, there was kind of a plot, I guess, but mostly it was a theme. So that one was one of my favorites. Stepmom Lessons was fun, too. Hot Cars and Hot Babes, I just got. I want to check that one out. So there's some good titles there. Best Director for a non-feature. This is one of the ones that I really look at closely. And, you know, for me, porn is about the sex. And you can have great sex in a feature, but a non-feature movie, that's it, man. That's what carries your movie. So it's got to be great. And if you're going to make a great movie, this is a good category for it. Adriana's a Slut, Mime Freak for Archangel. Of course, it's Adriana Chechik. Anal Angels, Johnny Darko. Angela 2, Girlfriends, Angela White. Annika's Anal Sluts from Bam Vision with Mick Blue and Maestro Claudio. Asai Kira Wicked Fuck Doll, directed by Jonathan Morgan. Big Anal Asses 3, directed by Mason. Jesse Alpha Female by Jules Jordan. Manuel's Reverse Gangbang, directed by Chris Streams. Meet Adra Fox, Digital Sin, Eddie Powell and Paul Woodcrest. MILF Performers of the Year 2015, directed by Pat Mine. Missy Martinez Fucked Raw from AE Films Pure Play, directed by Robbie D. Sexploitation of Abigail Mack, directed by Ivan, one of my absolute best friends in this industry. Smoke by James Dean, directed by Chanel Preston. True Erotica, AE Films, directed by Holly Randall. And Twisted Fantasies 2, directed by David Lord. Some good movies on this list. Jesse Alpha Female, of course, is Jesse Jane's first non-digital playground movie. That one was impressive. Jules shot some pretty hot sex. MILF Performers of the Year 2015, one of many good Pat Mine films. I have not seen Missy Martinez Fucked Raw yet, but of course, you guys, if you've listened, you know what I think of Robbie D. I think he's fantastic. Also on here, Johnny Darko. I don't know if Anal Angels was his best movie of the year, but Darko's one of the better directors we have going. Angela White, you guys know what I think of her. Angela 2 was fantastic. Everything she does is great. Might surprise you guys a little bit. One of my favorite, well, maybe it shouldn't, but honestly, I'm thinking just in terms of directing and how good the movie was overall. Asa Akira Wicked Fuck Doll was really good for a non-sex movie from Wicked. Jonathan Morgan did a really fantastic job of that one, and it's really, really hot. If you haven't seen it, you've got to check it out. And I think he throws himself in the mix. Having not seen all of them, that one, Jesse Alpha Female, then it gets tough after that. I'd like to see Chanel Preston nominated or recognized. She's doing some really good stuff behind the camera now. Mason does a lot of good stuff as well. Very popular. I'll need to see the rest of it. I want to see the Robbie D movie. Our last Best Director category, and then we may actually discuss the Hall of Fame to finish off, perhaps. Best Director of Parody. Now, the parody category, of course, exploded a couple years ago. Will Ryder, Axel Braun, Rob Black, three of the really sort of giants in that genre. It's tamed down a little bit as we've become sort of saturated by it, but it's still, to me, it's fun. One of the reasons I like this, in case you guys have missed it, I've always felt that parodies are great because there's built-in sexual fantasy appeal. You don't always have to create it. The viewer's mind creates it with his or her own sexual fantasies about characters they're familiar with. So if you do it right, you sort of have a built-in sort of sexual heat already there. American Horror Story from Brazzers, Deadpool XXX from Spizo, The Doctor from Brazzers, Guardians of the Galaxy and other porn parodies from Wood Rocket. Their stuff's always funny. Joanna Angel's Making the Band, Burning Angel, that was funny. Kill Bill, a Digital Playground parody. Magic Mike XXL from Wicked. Ms. Gray from Severe Society, or Severe Sex, sorry. Night at the Erotic Museum from Smash Pictures. Peter Pan XXX, and Screwing Wall Street from Arrangement Finders. Oh, there's more. Sisters of Anarchy, Digital Playground. Sleeping with Danger from Dream Zone. This Ain't Modern Family XXX, and This Ain't Supernatural XXX, both from Hustler. of the directors I mentioned, Will Ryder's only parody nomination this year is for This Ain't Supernatural XXX, which I have not yet seen. This Ain't Modern Family was fun by Andre Madness. I like his work. Sisters of Anarchy, Screwing Wall Street, Ms. Gray. I really like Ms. Gray. The review's going up in a couple days for that. It's the Severe Sex Exile, directed by Dee Severe and Lily Cade. It's an all-girl version of 50 Shades of Grey. Interesting, nice mix of BDSM with sex. Looking forward to seeing the Kill Bill parody. I liked Joanna Angel's Making the Band. I think that was funny. In the Middle of Deadpool, pretty good. At this point, though, from what I've seen, and there's still some big ones I have to watch, but Peter Pan, the Axel Braun one, was really fantastic. It looks great. The sex is great. And this goes back to the other Wicked, their fairy tale movies from last year. I really liked them. I liked Cinderella more than I thought I would. And I liked Peter Pan a lot as well. Also, Magic Mike was really good. It was fun. It was a good script, a good story, a long movie. I think it had a little something for everybody. So those would be my three at this point. Now, we're going to just sort of briefly go over the Hall of Fame because I think it may even require a little more. Maybe its own episode. Are these episodes? What are these? Volumes? Numbers? Podcast number? Somebody tell me, what do we call? How do we categorize podcasts? Anyway, we will go over this list, and then I'll tell you why. And then we'll delve a little more deeply into it, especially if you guys want to. If you guys really want this, let me know with feedback. Say, yeah, absolutely, dedicate a whole thing to the Hall of Fame. Just like maybe we'll dedicate a whole thing to the fan voting. The Founders Branch, Fred Hirsch, Rudy Sutton, VCX fame, Eddie Wedelstadt. These are people who are behind the scenes you guys may not know. The Video Branch is really where you guys are going to kind of recognize this cast, this class. Joanna Angel, Nikki Benz, D-Cypher, Johnny Darko, Dana DeArmond, Nikita Denise, Tommy Gunn, Kimberly Kane, Sasha Koch? Isn't K-O-C-H, isn't it the Koch brothers? Anyway, Sasha Cox, Alex Ladd, who we discussed in the last one, Tegan Presley, John Strong, Shyla Stiles, Dana Vespoli, Vicky Vett. The male performers, John's done a ton of stuff. Same thing with Sasha. Tommy Gunn, of course, is fantastic. That's a good collection. You add Johnny Darko, who's one of the better directors, Alex Ladd, who was a really good director and now one of the best cinematographers in the business. That's really strong. And then D-Cypher, who's done a little bit of everything, shooting movies, also journalism, he's rising star PR. He's fantastic. But look at the female performers. Joanna Angel, absolute amazing. Nikki Benz, Dana DeArmond, who I've always argued is the most underrated porn performer. Now we're going to have to change that. She's no longer underrated if she's in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Nikita Denise, Kimberly Kane, who I think is a great actress and an amazing performer, has become a really good director. The X-Files parody, those two movies, some of the best adult acting ever. Also, Tegan Presley, who's really, really great. I've got a gallery up on Roger Views now from Tegan's first year at AEE, where she was super cute. Shyla Stiles, really, really impacted the industry with her looks and performance. Dana Vespoli, now just a filthy awesome director. Vicky Vett, who's done most of her work on her own website. Fantastic. mean, that honestly, I think that cast, or that class, I keep doing that class, maybe the best ever. We'll have to go back. But Joanna and Nikki and Dana and Kimberly and Tegan and Shyla as the super, super all-stars, and then the rest of those women, really fantastic. Executive branch, John Blitt, Bob Christian, Scott David, Eric Gutterman, Steve Volpone, I don't know how to say your last name, Steve, man, I've known you for years, and Nelson X, and then Pleasure Products, you guys don't know them. Internet Founders branch, Elon, founder of GameLink, one of the guys who gave me my first chance to write for other sites. I owe Elon a lot, so really, really appreciate him. Anyway, the point of this was we will do a whole episode on the Hall of Fame, because I think from the performer's standpoint and adding a couple of really good directors, the video branch may be the strongest cast ever. Your thoughts, I will take them right now. Any surprise names on here, any names you still think should be on here, I still argue that Bridget Monroe should be in the Hall of Fame. We will discuss her next time. That's it. I am Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. Please visit the website. If you have any adult or mainstream PR needs, visit PipelineMultimedia.com. That is my PR company that I run with a couple of amazing partners. We will get you taken care of. Don't forget to pay for your porn. This industry needs your support. Click on any of the banners, GameLink.com, AdultDVDEmpire.com, DVDErotic.com, HotMovies.com, SugarDVD.com, any of those. They would love your support. I would love your feedback, Raj@RogerViews.com, or hit me up on Twitter. And again, please, let's see some eye candy. That's all for episode 5. See you in number 6. Have a good day.